I just lost my mic pack. Hold on. While I gather my tail, and I'm going to stick it in my pocket. Hopefully it'll stay there. Thank you for inviting me to spend some sacred time with you today. Thank you for sharing your light with me, as I can share my light with you from the Christ within all of us. Have you ever had times when you felt like your battery was running low because things get heated? Yes. And when I was asked to talk on whatever the daily word was today, and power, talking about power is one of my favorite things. I'm just going to ignore and hope it stays in place. otherwise, I'm going to go right there in a minute. Anyways, I found myself recently in that heat, in that moment where I just felt drained. I felt like I had no more to give. And in my classes, we're learning how to be there at all times for everybody. And one of my requirements was to do a 10-minute meditation, not meditation, 10-minute counseling session with someone. And I talked to my professor and I said, really, I am going through it right now. And how am I going to do that? Because I'm having my own struggles. And she asked me, do you talk with your friends often? I'm like, no, I mean, every so often, yeah. And she's like, do it more often. So she gave me these tools to plug in. And I have some tools of my own, but in the heat of the moment, in the Texas heat that's coming from without and within, I kind of lost my place for a minute. And so in the news, we're hearing about, is the grid going to hold up? Are we going to be okay? Are we going to still have our AC? And so I have good news for you guys. The good news is there is no power outage here at all. And I honestly feel like I'm preaching to the choir today because I've come and visited you guys many times. And if there is any of these 12 powers that you guys have, it is the power of power, because I have seen you guys work magic. I've seen you guys support your ministers. I've seen you guys be able to pull together to make it all happen. And I am amazed. So I will preach to this wonderful, beautiful choir here. And I will pull in a quote from Charles Fillmore. And I have to move over here to read it because it's a lengthy one, and it's Charles, so. But I love you, Chuck, I love you. We exist right in the midst of forces that will yield us power to do all of our work. If we knew how to conserve and properly utilize their energies. This is not only true for our use of the many elements of the natural world that are all about us, but it's especially useful in our utilization of the energy generated by our minds. If we could utilize this dissipated energy constructively, it would restore the body, illuminate the mind, and establish us in a lasting consciousness of dominion and mastery. That's Charles Fillmore, co-founder of Unity, and this is from Jesus Christ Heals. And to know that we have that power within us, that as long as we keep it unattached to ego, we can do the most amazing, incredible things, because we are conduits of the God energy. We are that, moving, breathing through us to the world around us. We truly can and do transform our world. Every day we're bombarded with news that doesn't set right with us, negative energies that we come across that we don't plan on. Have you ever walked into a room and you're like, ugh, and you want to turn around and walk away, but you're supposed to be there for whatever reason? Yeah, those things. And then our own funk, because we get in our own ick, like we step right in it, and we got to figure out how to get our way back out of it. But because we're that conduit, because we are that source of energy, we need to be able to refill, restore, renew. So there is no power outage here at all. We cleanse, we reconnect, we recharge, and we shine. Now, the universe will direct you into places that you're supposed to be without you even knowing that you're supposed to be there. So over the weekend, I had several power instances that happened over the weekend. So I'll share bits and pieces of them as we go. But we had a trip to the emergency room. My partner and I were both going for checkups. And there was a EKG ran on Sam. The nurse practitioner comes back and says, your P waves, they're off. You're in AFib. You need to go to the ER. We're like, okay. So off to the ER we go. So we're in San Antonio. We're at the ER. Long story short, we were there from 5:30 on Friday. Sam didn't leave till after 1 o'clock the next day, sitting in not so comfortable chairs. It was very, very cold. But while I'm there, I can feel this need for prayer, for energies being shared about, because there were people there that were struggling with things that you can obviously see. Some people were struggling with things that you really couldn't see. And so I began, I'm like, if I'm sitting here, I might as well make myself useful, right? So I started sending energies to people that I could feel could need it, and knowing that those energies would carry that person through whatever they needed to be carried through that day. So then we fast forward to Sam coming home Saturday afternoon. And luckily, thank you, Beth, for being tag team, because I had a wedding to do the next day. And I'm like, I've got to get some sleep because I still have some things to do for this wedding. So Beth came and tag teamed and was able to bring Sam home. So I said, what did the cardiologist say? And Sam said, well, funny story. My P waves were fine. Three EKGs ran, P waves were fine. So once I get over my anger, frustration, irritableness, because I'm in my human self, I sit there and go, if God had said, Leslie, I'm going to need you to go sit in the emergency room, freeze your little tail end off, and be completely uncomfortable so you can share some God energy with some people, I would have went, hard pass, God. I can do this from my couch. I don't have to be there for this. You know, I said, God, you know, energy just has no container. It can go anywhere. But it kind of reminded me of the fact that sometimes I don't listen to those subtle cues of there's an emergency room somewhere that you could send some energy to. And so pay attention to those things in your life where you hear that gentle nudge and you're like, And because it takes just a second. It takes just a second to be able to do that. And in order for us to be able to do this and get these things out, because I don't know that I really would have had the bandwidth to recognize the good part that happened in that frustrating day if I not cleansed and reconnected and recharged. So when we cleanse, use a ritual to help you with this. We've all got our shadow work to do, all the baggage that we pick up, put down, pick up, put down, pick up again, put it back down again. But we have it and we carry it with us, but it creates these blocks for us that don't allow the energy to come through as fully as it can. Because the source, God's energy, never, ever, ever, ever dissipates. Never. But it's our connection to it that moves our awareness from that divine power. So we got to scrape off the crusties. We got to get the ick. We've got to take whatever mess we just stepped in and wash our feet of it. And so sometimes for me, it's doing ritual things like taking a salt bath, walking out in nature, doing those kinds of things to just get rid of the ick, to remind me, because it doesn't literally wash away ick. It's a ritual reminder to remind us of our divinity within and who we truly are. And the other thing that this reminds me of, this cleansing, is that we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. And that's from Philippians 4:13. Now, Paul I have a love-hate relationship with Paul. He doesn't always say the things that resonate with my heart space. But in this particular instance, he does. Because before this particular verse, he's talking about focus on the good, the just, the noble. Whatever these things are, focus on those things. That's our third principle, right? Our thoughts create our reality. And in Paul's situation, he is writing to Philippians, and he has been in and out of prison, and he is giving thanks because in his need, when he is abased, because he's lacking for whatever material circumstances are lacking, he's humble enough to know and to trust in that things are coming his way. People from the different areas send him sustenance. And we abound in our divinity to be able to be that Christ-like to everyone. So in his thank you letters of humility, he's also lifting up and saying, guys, you got this. You got this. And one of my favorite ways of getting back into center is to reconnect. And I have a, I'm YFM, y'all, so I've got object lessons. But we have to connect the circuit so that our Christ light shines at all times. And our Christ light, isn't this the coolest thing ever? Yes. I will pass it around. I will pass it around. But I love this. And it doesn't, like, you don't feel any vibrations or any weird things when you connect. It just does. And you're reminded of that Christ light that's within. And we are our own hero. That Christ light in us reminds us that we can do all things. Things that we didn't think we can do, we can do. But when we get in our humanness, when we get in that place where you're like, I don't know if I have anything. I'm spent. I'm tapped out, God. We have this wonderful thing called God is omnipresent. And so sometimes the Christ light in you, and you, and you, and you, and you, reminds me of the Christ light that's within me. And it's important for that person to stay connected. Because if you just reach out and hold it, it kind of ends. But if that person is centered and you complete the circuit. When you complete the circuit and you're aware of that divine presence within you, you light up, and you actually light up with glee and joy, and just you can't contain it. So then your light shines, and it radiates, and you can feel that power just oozing from the inside because you feel it right here, right there. And Rev Myra told me, she's like, call your friends when you're in this mess. So I have my friends, two colleagues of mine. We call ourselves the Screechers. Because we want to talk about the things that make us uncomfortable so that we can move into the rightness of where we're supposed to be. If we don't talk about it, nothing's going to change. And so we screech together and vent together, and we encourage each other together. And when we're in that right-centered, amazing divine self that we are, we're able to receive information that our friend who may need a little assistance may not be able to hear at the time. Have you ever had some? Ladies, guys, I don't know if y'all do this or not, but sometimes you'll have a woman come up to you and you're in your mess and you're in your funk and she will say, honey, fix your crown. We need those people. We need our connectedness with each other, the Christ within us, to connect together to fix that circuit so that we can continue to shine. And when we recharge, I want to ask you, please be selfish with your recharge time. Do it. Be selfish. Say, I'm sorry, I can't be there today because I have an appointment. Your appointment is with God. It's you. Spirit. Because when you make that appointment, when you make that time, and my time with my friends who were like, Leslie, you've got this. And then I stumbled to Facebook, scrolling through, and I stumbled upon this meditation. I wasn't even 5 minutes in it, y'all, that I was like, oh, yeah, I got this now. I'm good now. And when we do it on a regular basis, then we can always connect and recharge. It's not like, yes, it's another thing to do, because I've had those moments where I'm like, it's just one more thing. But you know what my body's been doing since I've had this wonderful reconnect and recharge? My body's like, sun's up, I'm up, 6:30, 7 o'clock. I'm like, hi, day, how you doing? This is not normal for me, but okay, I'll take it. Because it gives me that time to recharge. It gives me that time to set my intentions for the day. And let me tell you guys, things have opened up and made an amazing, amazing change in my world. Things fall together. Things fall into place. People that you need in your circle come to your circle. People that you need to leave your circle with love and light. Don't send them away angry. Love and light, love and light. And so when this happens, there is no power outage. None. Because we cleanse, we reconnect, and we recharge. And then we can shine. So when all this is happening and everything is shining, and I'm reminded that we do have the ability to restore the body, to illuminate the mind, to establish our consciousness of dominion and mastery. And here comes my other story from the weekend, and to close y'all out. So I did a wedding, and I'm standing at the podium, and I feel this on my head. I'm like, okay. Like, I'm a little woo-woo sometimes, so I'm like, all right, well, okay, thanks God for that. And I look down, and there are at least 30 granddaddy long legs that had fallen on my head, and out they went. And luckily, I'm not afraid of spiders, unless it's one I recognize. This thing's not working, so I'm staying put. And so I look at my person who's doing music, and I'm like, Asher, you afraid of spiders? She's like, just a little bit. And I'm like, alrighty then. But the interesting thing is, nobody got up to kill them. They did their thing, and I was like, okay, guys. So I talked to them, because dominion, right? We have it. So I made this covenant with the granddaddy long legs. I said, okay, guys. Y'all disperse to wherever you need to be. The best man was scooping them up and taking them over to the shrubs and setting them down. No granddaddy long legs died at this wedding. We had these wonderful extra wedding guests. And I look up above me. There's at least 3 other nests of them up there. So I was like, okay, guys. You guys disperse wherever you need to go. Y'all stay put until this is over. And I look at Ashley, who's just like practically tiptoed, and I said, and around you is this bubble that they're not allowed to go in. They're just not going to be there. They're not going to bother you. We're good? We're good. Wedding happened. Happy couple got married. Ash and I were packing up our stuff. And just as I'm grabbing the last bit of things to go, they kept their covenant. They fell off to the side and were like, y'all have a good day. And it's interesting, because it's like, these things only happen. If weird things happen, they're happening for you. They're happening for a reason. So of course, my metaphysical curiosity self went, what's the metaphysical meaning of granddaddy long legs? I want to know. Stepping out into faith. Wow. And y'all, I've been doing a lot of that. And it's been amazing. It's been amazing. So if you get scared on those leaps, take them, because God's got you.
So I have homework before we move into meditation. I always give homework because YFM, I'm a teacher, it's my thing. Write a list of things that you use to help cleanse you. Write a list of ways that you reconnect, not only in your meditation, not only in your readings of books and things that uplift you, but in who you reconnect to that has that Christ self within them that radiates it, so that way you can tap into your screechers. You can sense a friend in need halfway across the country and go, what's going on with you? Who are those people for you? Write it down, because when you're in the muck, you're not going to remember those tools. Write it down. And recharge. What are your things to recharge? Mine is going near water. You put me near water, I'm good to go. Yes, you do. I love it when I come up the hill and I cross the river. And all I have to do is see it. Like, I don't have to even put my feet in it. But I just have to be there with it. So do these things, guys. It will change your trajectory. And it will keep that peace feeling living within. There is no power outage at all. We cleanse. We reconnect. We recharge. And we shine. Let's bring this into meditation. Get comfortable in your seats, however that may be. Feet on the floor, legs crossed. I want you to be comfortable. Take a few cleansing deep breaths in. That power of spirit is at our very breath. All we have to do is breathe it in, exhale it out. Feel it in your stomach. Feel your belly rise. Feel your belly fall. And in this very room, in the very room that is joining us on live stream, because just we're not in the same place doesn't mean that we're not connected. And we're going to tap into that source of power right here and right now. Feel that light inside you, in your heart space. For some of us, it's beaming as bright as it could possibly beam because we're in the zone. For some of us, it's twinkling like a distant star. But I want you to get as close as you can to that light. Feel it growing bigger, bigger. Bigger. And the radiance that I know is you is shining that light beyond your human being. Your divine beingness right here and right now is expanding. And if you're like me, you can feel it exiting your skin, because I call that goosebumps. And that spirit moving in us, through us, as us. And I want you to take just a moment to ask that question. Where does my energy need to expand to right now? Take a deep breath in as you receive your answer. One more, letting us know we got this. And shine it to that place. See that place, whether it's a physical place, a human heart space, a cellular level of some being that needs that extra oomph. Send it there. Release any worries of any depletion that might happen from you from sharing this energy. because our source is an abyss of divine love and light that never goes out. So shine as bright as you want, wherever that place is. And we're just going to sit for a little bit so you can watch and feel that place being hugged by that love and light as we go into the silence. Oh God, we thank you. Thank you for the power of power. Thank you for our ability to connect, to reconnect, to recharge, and to share our unique light with the world. As we have just now, in this very presence, felt a shift, a higher vibration. So it is, and so we let it be. Amen.